Marek Perte is CEO von Estate Guru. Today, we talk about Europe's leading marketplace for short-term real estate secured loans. So Marek, you are founder and also CEO of Estate Guru, and this is Europe's leading marketplace for short-term real estate secured loans. Explain us, how does your business model work?
Happy to. So basically what I do, we find the borrowers, potential borrowers, entrepreneurs who are either developers and or who have whatever businesses, but they have a property to offer as a security. And they're looking for financing, typically short term, up to 1 year or 2 years maximum. And we analyze these loan applications, and then we put these cases in front of our investors. Basically, it's kind of like a crowdfunding or peer-to-peer lending. We are expanding from crowdfunding to institutional investors. So basically, we connect the borrowers and the investors in our marketplace.
All right, that sounds super interesting. So how did you come up with this business idea?
So basically, my background, I've been in a property business for the last 16 years. And when the big financial crisis was in 2009, actually, when banks basically stopped lending, then the only option to continue the business was to actually and talk to private investors and to finance the projects with private investors' money. And that's how the idea actually started to develop. And when I accidentally met my co-founder in 2013 in Tallinn, and the guy had been working in US and Zurich and in London in top banks, and he told me about these alternative financing and crowdfunding platforms like Lending Club and Funding Circle that were just taking off years before. And then we decided that let's do something about it. And that's how when we started to develop the platform.
Right, sounds good. I would like to hear more. So real estate loans have been around, let's say, like forever, but usually long term. Who needs the short term anyways? And the other question would be, who exactly is your target group?
Yeah, so we target entrepreneurs, as I said, and also small property developers, why they would like to develop a small apartment building or a commercial building or flip an apartment. And who actually need this money quite quickly, so they don't have months to wait when the bank would analyze their business plans and then go through the different committees and so on. So we try to offer really fast and flexible solution to these entrepreneurs. The average term of our loan is 15 months. So people who would like the money for a short term, either to develop this small development project, or they have to their regular business, they have a short-term need for their cash flow purposes, or they need a bridging loan until the bank actually comes in for the long-term bank loan, or some other reason. It's very often when people only need money for 6 or 8 months, and banks are not really interested in this kind of short-term businesses.
Definitely makes sense, and probably this is also the reason why your startup has grown so quickly and also expand so rapidly. So share with us, what have been your most important milestones? That would be the first question. And what are the greatest challenges being an entrepreneur? I think probably there are many.
Yeah, I would say that the challenge is my middle name. You know, every day is a new challenge, how to enter a new market, or how to recruit new talent to the company, and it's really been quite a journey so far. And regarding the milestones, probably the first milestone when we actually went live after developing the platform for a year, and then we funded the first project, when we got the first 1,000 investors on board, first 10,000 investors on board, first 100,000 investors on board, so they can all be considered as milestones. When we entered the first next market after our home market, Estonia, So yeah, there's always reason to celebrate, actually, or we should look for these reasons and celebrate the successes to motivate our team. So I'm sure that there are a lot of milestones still ahead to be achieved.
Yeah, you still remember when you went live, and did you expect to be so successful in such a short time period?
I would say that we just become successful right like very quickly. Actually, it's been already 7 years, and we've been very persistent. The growth has been we've been on average growing about 75-80% per year, and 7 years in a row. So in this sense, yeah, the accumulative growth is actually the reason why we now consider to be the leading platform for this kind of property loans. And yeah, I think the persistency and always keeping the quality of the taking the quality of our loans very seriously, and doing the risk policies and underwriting in the right way, it's a key to our business success.
So the fintech scene has set out to take market share from established competitors through technical innovations, what is a very important point. So what are you doing differently than other top dogs? Tell us.
We're saying to ourselves that we need to drive for excellence in every aspect of our business, whether it's sourcing the deals, whether it's underwriting, servicing the deals, investor communication, user experience of the platform. I won't say there is only like one element of it, but it's really like trying to drive for excellence in everything we do. Mm-hmm.
So digitalization is one of the hot topics of the economy, and yeah, let's call it a buzzword. But another important buzzword in this context is also disruption. The change in market rules through technical innovation. So let's talk about how fine is the line between the advancement of business models through technology and also the real disruption?
Yes, so it's a good question. The real disruption where it's coming from probably is from the crypto world at the moment. We in our business currently we are still in the traditional euro fiat world, but we think that in the next years it's also these two worlds are somehow. Going to go together. Already, states are looking for their own cryptocurrencies and so on. The digitization, the ecosystem of different players, starting to connect. I very much believe in cooperation between other fintechs and proptechs. And as a client, client needs the service, the speed and flexibility, and that they can really deal with their own business, that they don't really have to deal with the bureaucracy that very often we see in the traditional players. So that's the disruption when actually people get financing in a very smooth and quick way.
Yeah, I agree. And the times we live in right now are so amazing and so much is happening. So I guess you will have a very exciting future in front of you. So my last question would be, Estate Guru was founded 2013 in Estonia. That is Europe's digital pioneer. So tell us, what is working definitely better in Estonia than like compared in other European countries, maybe like Germany, and also in terms of digitalization, innovation, and also regulations? What can we learn from Estonia? How could we do better?
Well, I think the really advantage of Estonia is being really so small that you really have to start from day one or think of day one about expanding pan-Europe or global. And that's the reason, actually, the mindset of the entrepreneurs that they don't take the home market and be there for many years and then see maybe the neighbor and what's neighbor is doing and then they start expanding. I think this mindset is the first thing, and now we have a lot of great startups that have become like a global companies and you know, purchased by Microsoft, like Skype, Wise, Pipedrive, Bolt, and so on. And the Estonian ecosystem is so small that actually I personally know many founders and have, you know, gone to sports trainings together or went to university together with some of the founders. And I think that's you know, the very much like keeping together community and of the founders is definitely one reason. I won't say that there's maybe a big difference of the regulation. We now have pretty much same European regulations, our I think the size of the country and this community has been a really a great advantage to us, and
So similar bureaucracy issues like we have, but a little bit more personal and familiar. Did I get it right?
No, I mean it's in the financial sector. There are certain regular rules that you have to follow, like anti-money laundering, know your customer, you know, payments regulations, and so on. So we also regulated in many countries, and now there is going to be pan-European regulation for peer-to-peer lending and crowdfunding. We're definitely going to apply for that. I think it's very important to actually the regulation for our business also to give additional security for our investors that we've been checked by the third parties and you know, they could trust their money to our hands.
All right. So it was so interesting talking to you. Thank you so much for sharing your business insights with us. And we definitely wish you lots of success for the next weeks, months, and of course years. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.